behind this vision. And you are not just going to be tagged on to the end of prophetic words that are corporately beginning to be manifested to the church, but that you are a part of the church, a part of the plan, a part of the program, says the Lord. This is a time when you begin to need to understand that just as a flower in the desert blossoms when the rain begins to fall upon it, so the blessing and the showers of heaven are going to be opened upon you too in a dynamic way. This is a season of revival for you too, says the Lord. I sense a reviving work of the Holy Spirit coming not only in your marriage, but in your works, influences, in the sphere of influences, wherever you walk, wherever you work, wherever you go, the Lord's favor is upon you. Brother, the Lord says that He's given you amazing favor to be able to speak with people in high places, favor to be able to speak with those that would lord it over you in the natural. God's given you the ability to be able to speak with authority even into that situation. You are a man of integrity. You're a man that likes to walk with truth. There is not an ounce of a lie in your spirit. The Lord sees you just like Nathaniel, a man in whom there is no guile. And the Lord wants you to understand that as you begin to walk in His plan and in His timing of the unfolding of events, so He's going to give you a discerning heart. You will see things that others will never see. It's almost like God's calling you to be a watchman on the walls. There's an intercessory spirit upon you. And that intercessory spirit is going to be one that is going to be harnessed with other people. Brother, I feel that it's really important for you to be involved with a team of at least three or four other guys. You need to be a part of a team of other guys that you are not necessarily accountable to, but accountable with. And as you walk with these guys, there's going to be such a sense of oneness and authority and power. It's almost like covering one another's backs. You've taken some hits. In fact, you've taken hits on behalf of other people. You've even turned your back and you've taken some things that you should never have taken. You've seen arrows going to somebody and so you've stood in their place. The Lord wants to remind you that just as you have done that, that's exactly what He did. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friend. And brother, I really sense that there is such a compassionate love within you for people to reach out and to search out the hearts of people. And as you walk with friends together, that favor of God is coming upon you again and again and again. I see a book in your hand, a book full of figures. And you're kind of adding up and taking away and multiplying and subtracting. And sometimes you get a little frustrated when the pennies don't work out quite right. And so you go through it all again, and she kind of gets a little frustrated with you. Because there's a sense of a clinical, methodical mind that you have, of working it out to the finest degree. She's a little bit more happy-go-lucky. Well, who cares anyway? Who's going to know? Well, he does. Sister, I believe the Lord says to you that this is a season as well. There's somebody that you have somebody close to you. I don't know whether it's a family relative, somebody elderly, who is really in need of God right now. The Lord says He's going to give you the word of salvation because salvation will visit your home. The Lord says there's been an ache and a cry in your heart to say, Lord, when is this going to happen? The Lord says He's going to give you that word and you will see this come to pass. The things that you've cried out for, the Lord says salvation will come. The Lord wants you to begin to understand that this is only going to be the first of many of such things. There's an evangel in you, a real desire to see people come to faith, You've been frustrated because the ones that are near to you have been little difficult, to say the least. There's been some arguments that you've been involved with. Some arguments that you've kind of wanted to avoid, but they've caused great frustrations. But the Lord wants you to know it's not what you say, but it's who you are that makes the difference. It's Jesus in you. That's the evangel. It's God working in you and through you. And I just want to leave it there for you tonight, because I feel the favor of God's upon you. And this is a season of revival. Revival means bringing to life again. And that's what's going to happen. After we've prayed over you tonight, you're going to walk in revival. Like the breath of God upon you too in every aspect. In Jesus' name.
Amen. There was a couple in the Bible named Aquila and Priscilla. And they're real faithful people. But there's this guy, Apollos. He knew a lot about God. But there was a time when they took Apollos aside and just sort of instructed him more in the things of God. I see you as such a couple. To be honest, I see you in your home talking about the things of God. Even some people who know God, who come from sort of traditional things, you know there's more. They know that there is more. But God's going to start equipping you and encouraging you to actually bring the more to them. I just see you in your living room and even in your kitchen together. Just saying, it's hard to explain. Why don't you just ask for it? And then the two of you just lay in hands for people to be revived by the touch of the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I see you just people even just all of a sudden stammering in tongues with that big deer in the headlight look like, what is going on here? But it feels too good, all right? So you're going to be able to bring some people into a secret place where you can instruct them in the more that God has. Brother, there's a faithfulness in you that you can see yourself being a career man and just building and building and building and building your career. God's going to not whack your plans, but he's just going to change your plans a little bit. I don't know what this means. You're going to have many careers, and you're going to be able to do them all at once. Okay, I see you actually having your own business where it won't just be the one, you'll be doing one thing for many people. You'll be able to have the ability to do different things for different kinds of businesses, and that'll keep you from getting bored. Because you're a man who really needs a challenge. You really do. The challenge for you is what you cut your teeth on. You love a new challenge. And sister, you're not adverse to a challenge either. There's a reason why the Lord had you come up during the time that Phil prophesied. There's a reason for that. Lord says, I'm going to open up your house to nations. I'm going to open up your house to people of different tongues, of different colors. I'm going to open up your house, and you'll be able to take them in. And you'll be able to instruct them not only in the ways of America, but you'll be able to instruct them in the ways of God. But you're actually, wow. You're going to go places together. There is a missions call, not like the long-term 30, 40 years kind of call, but really be open, create space in your schedule, create space in your long-term plans to really go, not just to build things and bring supplies, which is always good. But brother, sister, there's an anointing on you to be able to speak words of spiritual wisdom. Words, prophetic words that go right to the heart of the matter. I had one of my best friends in high school. He had this old Pontiac Bonneville. That's how old I am. Ooh, you're older. I know, you're going to get the mic. I know. And when you look at it, you go, well, it's just a Pontiac Bonneville. Until we would go racing. And all these little fancy Corvettes had come up, and my friend David would just blow their doors off. Because there was a whole lot under the hood. And this is who, not who you'll become, but who you already are. Sister, there it really is a word of exhortation, compassionate exhortation. Say, yeah, you've been hurt. Yeah, you've been broken, but come on, God is with you now. Come on, let's do it. You don't just speak it. You're the sort of person who would reach down and lift someone, put them on your back and say, let's go. You're doing great. Yeah, that's it. But you're carrying them all the way. You're one who will carry someone to the next thing. And brother, you're there. You know, sometimes you go, you go, girl. You girl. That's it. Careful. Careful of the rock. All right? Yeah. All right. God's going to give you some people to carry. Carry. Not just instruct. Carry. That was a pretty cool picture, wasn't it? But brother, there really is an anointed teacher in you to be able to not just bring the facts out and bring out scriptural truth in a way that everybody go, yep, that's scriptural truth. But brother, there's a creative, even hilarious, New Testament teacher that can be able to bring the word of the Lord to people who know nothing about church. You're going to be able to bring the word of the Lord so that not even old people will get it, young people get it, church people will get it, unchurched. There's a stirring in you on how to understand the word of God and to understand even the stories of God and communicate them to ways, to people in ways that change their heart, not just download information. There's a lot under your hood. God says there's just a release, even in prayer, of not just praying about things. I just see there's an increased confidence to prophetically declare some things. There's some things that you have been praying about. God's going to give you scripture where you can just pray things into the situation. You've been faithful in praying the list. I mean, even together, you know, even taking turns. There's a faithful praying for the list, but I see God just sort of not elevating you, but giving you more authority, more confidence to before the throne, really making demands in a right way on the anointing of God for things that are really in your heart. There's a unity in the two of you that's extraordinary. It's a unity that's really born of God, right? You know it. You know it. You go, man, if I were God, I wouldn't have put us together, right? But God puts you together, and there's a unity and a confidence in that. I really see you being able to speak to other couples who aren't quite as convinced of God's sovereignty in putting people together and bringing peace and wisdom where there's strife and contention and even competition. So the gift of unity that God has given you, He's going to give you opportunity to not only speak about it, but to impart it to other people. Amen.
Good. Amen. So, he was right. There was a reason you had to sit and endure the prophetic words over the church, because God is just going to soak you in those concepts. You're going to remember them. You're going to war a good warfare over the prophecy spoken over the church. You're going to be ones that tie into the vision of the house. But the Lord is going to even prepare you to be sent out as part of a church planting team. And so you're learning now to be multitasking in the house. You're going to give yourself to seasons of service within the house and out of the house. You're going to do some cell group leading and cell group maturing, and even at times train other small group leaders. You're going to find yourself going out on these short-term trips. You're going to find yourselves working in children's ministry, working with this group, that group, and all kinds of creative opportunities to upgrade systems. Brother, you're a systems man. And the Lord has put within you the ability and the capacity in your mind to see the flaws and to see the things that bog down systems to keep them from running at top speed. And so the Lord said He's going to give you the ability to go in and reform systems and take them apart and put them back together at high speed. These are going to be days the Lord's going to use you as a strategist on part of a team to even take old ways and archaic ways and things that worked up to a certain capacity and then kind of reinvent them. And make them, it's kind of like going from dial-up to high speed. It's kind of like we can get this information, we can get it a lot faster, and we can just spread it out, and everybody can have access. There's kind of a free market kind of mind in you that just says, let's access more than just one vein. Let's kind of open it up to a greater arena here. And brother, your thinking is kingdom. And God brought you out of a Pharisaical system. And God allowed the two of you to come out of that which appeared to be right and religious, but it was bringing death.
And God brought you into the true life and brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. And the Lord just is going to make you more than just good church goers and church people. You're a kingdom couple. And thus, so the word of the Lord over you tonight has been all about extending the kingdom, seeing the kingdom, and then bringing godly kingdom systems into man's behavior and into the ways that man loves to do things and then gets stuck in doing it because we think we have arrived. This is a day the Lord says I'm going to use the two of you as catalysts and ones that would even be incubators of new ideas and thoughts. Seed thoughts are even coming to you tonight on new ways and new ways to do things. And so God gives you permission to do new things, to launch on new things. Sister, you've got a heart to do new things for children. There's a real capacity in you to even bring the gospel and bring Bible illustrations and truths into the hearts and lives of children in a very real and a very long-lasting way that they're going to remember. I'll remember when I was, you know, in third grade and fourth grade, there was this lady. She did some really bizarre stuff, but boy, I'll never forget it. And you have that capacity, sister. Be bizarre for the gospel, amen? Be bizarre. Be reformers. God says over the two of you, you're going to be reformers in this day and in this hour and bring radical change and radical ideas in your quiet, winsome, non-assuming way. And so it's almost like you guys are cloak and dagger. You just kind of stealth operators in the kingdom behind the scenes, but making impact and catching people almost by surprise. God caught you two by surprise. And he has also even surprised this church by bringing you here for such a time as this. And he's just about to really release some great creative, innovative kingdom things in the two of you. So do not allow anybody to label you and do not allow anybody to hold you into a mold that is old. This is a new day. You're a 21st century couple for an emerging church, says the Lord. Amen.
That was worth the wait, wasn't it? Wow, that was awesome. You know, yes, you have to, because some of you don't know different people up here, I just want to affirm the three men standing here, you know, and they're stepping out in faith. These are good words. I'm telling you, if you know any of these guys at all, and Matt and Misty, I mean, that was a great word. Wasn't that a great word? They've been living in your house or something. I don't know, you know. Yeah, that was awesome. Well, stretch a hand toward Matt and Misty, would you? Oh, Father, there is great favor on this couple. Lord, we recognize that. It's just so evident. Spending 5 minutes with them, you recognize the incredible favor that rests upon them. The integrity of their hearts, Lord, the sincere desire to love you and to love people. And Father, we pray, Lord, for all that's been spoken over their lives tonight. Father, let it go deep in their hearts. Let it bring great encouragement to them, confidence to them. Lord, let a fresh boldness rest upon them, God. Revive, as the word was spoken, Lord. Revive, Lord. Let it just be a banner over their home, Father, as they share their lives, Father, with those that you bring in their path. God, bless Matt and Misty in everything they put their hands to, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
That was awesome.